You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 885, hour 3. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and links is martiangardens.blog. We start this third hour with music from two Michels. We'll first hear from Michel Longtemps, a Canadian composer, Montreal, and his piece La Trilogie de la Montagne. We'll hear an excerpt from La Trilogie de la Montagne, the Trilogy from the Mountain. This was a MP3 that I stumbled across, and it turns out to be an excerpt, but I'm not sure which of the three it's an excerpt from. So there we are. But it's wonderful electroacoustic music, and then we'll hear from one of Michel Longtemps' students, Michel Ridolfi, and his contribution to a compilation based on the of electroacoustic music, based on the 16th century French satirist François Rabelais and his works. And it's called, the compilation is called Les 60 Livres d'Electroacoustique de François Rabelais. And Michel Ridolfi's contribution is called Sens Drolétique de. It's just called Song Drolétique. And it's truncated from the title Les Sens Drolétiques de. Pantarogul, which is one of the characters in Rabelais' satire. And that's music featuring a recitation of the text, in French, of course, by René Zosso. And this was recorded at the Musique Electroacoustique de Bourges in 1994. First, this is Michel Longtemps and La Trilogie de la Montagne, an excerpt.
Thank you. Oh. Your push. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 885, hour 3, martiangardens.blog. And we just heard from Michel Redolfi, song Drôlétique, from the compilation Le Cisti Lèvre de l'Electroacoustique de François Rabelais. And that's a 2-CD set featuring electroacoustic works based on the works of the French satirist from the 16th century, François Rabelais. I have linked to his name at themartiangardens.blog, and there you can find out more. If that piece anywhere made your stomach churn a little bit, that too would be within the realm of François Rabelais. Music from IMEB, that's the Institut International de Musique Electroacoustique de Bourges. IMEB Bourges, produced there in 1994, released by IMEB in 1995. We started with Michel Longtine, one of the instructors of Michel Redolfi, and we heard an excerpt from his composition from 1983, La Trilogie de la Montagne. We'll hear next music from the Vocal Constructivists, which was a project directed by Jane Alden at Wesleyan University in 2011. And what we'll hear is their rendition of British composer Lauren Redhead's concerto. Lauren Redhead, apparently that's her real name until I see otherwise. This was, again, recorded at Wesleyan University, 2011, arranged by Jane Alden. This is from a CD called Walking Still by the Vocal Constructivists on Innova Recordings, released in 2014. And this piece runs about 7 minutes. We'll follow this with André Hamel and La Nef. We'll hear two selections, Naissance and Victoire, from their CD La Musique d'Arnos, music for voice, ensemble, bagpipes, and Arnosian instruments, recorded in Montreal in 2004 and in 2016. André Hamel on Ambiance Magnétique will follow this piece, Lauren Redhead's concerto, performed by the Vocal Constructivists.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 885, hour 3. Martiangardens.blog. That was André Hamel and Le Nef. We heard two selections, Naissance and Victoire, from La Musique d'Annos, from the label Ambiance Magnétique of Montreal. Music for a voice, ensemble, bagpipes, and Arnosian instruments. Refers to an ancient civilization in the Indus Valley, for which we have at least drawings of their musical instruments. And André Hamel and Le Nef, his group, have the best reconstructions of said instruments that they could come up with. That was released in 2016, La Musique d'Annos, André Hamel and Le Nef. Before André Hamel, we heard from the vocal constructivist. We heard Concerto by Lauren Redhead. That was from Walking Still on Innova Recordings. The vocal constructivists was a project directed by Jane Alden at Wesleyan University in 2011, and that piece was composed by Lauren Redhead, once again a British composer, and arranged by Jane Alden and the vocal constructivists. That's an Innova Recordings release from 2014. We'll hear our final set, featuring music by Bernadette Speech and by Elliot Carter. We'll start with Bernadette Speech and her piece called Sonata. And this comes from an early Mode Records release from 1988 called Without Borders. This is performed by the fabulous pianist Anthony DeMare, recorded at SUNY Buffalo in 1986 when it was composed, and it was indeed composed by Bernadette Speech for Anthony DeMare to perform in particular. We will follow this with Elliot Carter and a piece called Riconoscenza, or Gratitude. And that comes from New Music Series Volume 3 on Numa Records, NEUMA, and I thank them very much for sending me a bunch of their back catalog, which I had to leave behind at my old radio station, but they were kind enough to help me out with whatever they could, so I'm very grateful to Jerry Tabor and Numa Records. And that's just an aside. Elliot Carter, Riconoscenza, is performed composed in 1984 for solo violin and performed by Carol Lieberman here. And so here we go with Bernadette Speech. This piece runs about 12 minutes. It's called Sonata, again from Without Borders on Mode Records, performed by the pianist Anthony DeMare. As always, you're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 885. Hour number 3. My name's Max. I'm always happy to have you join me for Martian Gardens. Here's Bernadette Speech. This is Sonata. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.